So I've just finished writing a nonfiction book, and because my prose is not of a quality that by itself brings to mind images, I want to include photographs. These past few months, I've been looking for scenes that capture the spirit of my book, and several weeks ago, I found one that is absolutely perfect. My publisher, like most, requires that I do the legwork in not only identifying and procuring the digital copies of photographs I want to use, but also clearing copyright issues. While this might seem like a small thing, my search for permission to use this one 70-year-old photograph encapsulates the frustrating and finally anti-artistic nature of modern copyright law. So here's how copyright breaks down. Works created after January 1, 1978 generally enjoy protection for the life of the artist plus another 70 years. Thank you, Disney. Works published prior to 1923 are in the public domain. But the photo I was interested in, of course, falls into the hazy half-century between those two points, when copyright protection varied depending upon the actions taken by the copyright owner. In the case of this photo from the 1940s, it was given an initial 28-year copyright. At the end of that time, it was either renewed, in which case it still enjoys protection, or let lapse, in which case it does not. Which of those two things is true was suggested to me by the fact that every other photograph by this artist I found was said to be used with permission of his estate. This information led my legally trained mind to conclude that A, the photographer was dead, and B, that his estate, while patrolling the borders of its copyrights with enthusiasm, could almost certainly be paid off with a, fingers crossed, small fee. But first I had to find out where to send the check. Even in the internet age, this proved daunting. The only references I found online to the estate were those where it had granted to institutions, like the Museum of Modern Art, permission to use a certain image. No address nor phone number was available anywhere, even after a great deal of searching. So after exhausting one angle, I decided to try another. Copyrights filed and renewed before 1978 are recorded in the U.S. Copyright Office. With any luck, I thought, I might be able to search their catalog online and find out whether the copyright on the image was still good and, if so, the contact information for the holder. Unfortunately, what I found was that the only way to search for pre-1978 work is in person in Washington, D.C., or by paying $165 per hour, 2-hour minimum, for someone else to search. That seemed like a lot of money for a maybe, so I went back to the internet where, with more searching, I discovered something else. My perfect photograph had been reprinted in a book of the artist's work. I thought it possible now the publisher of that book owned the photo. A copy of this book was held, thankfully, by the University of Illinois. So after a trip to the stacks, I was able to find all the information about this photo the publisher would need for me to request their permission. For some photos, I've used the Copyright Clearance Center, a sometimes pricey service that has been helpful to me in securing permissions from newspapers and magazines. But the service did not have an existing contract with this particular book, so I contacted the publisher's copyright department directly. After 2 weeks, I finally heard back from them. They don't own the copyright. It belongs to the artist's estate, whose information they cannot give out. I sighed and pondered my next step. Then I looked at that picture again, this time with the discerning eye of an Aesop fox. You know, upon closer inspection, it's really not that perfect for my book. I'm Travis McDade.